Growing OA Unity Worldwide. In OA, unity is considered so important, we speak of it in our OA preamble, which states, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. We also have a unity with diversity policy to remind us all how much we need to be open and accepting of one another. In our suggested meeting formats, we read, Let us be mindful of OA's unity and diversity policy. Whatever problem you may have with food, you are welcome at this meeting, regardless of race, creed, nationality, religion, gender, identity, sexual orientation, or any other trait. But unity can be challenged by other less obvious differences as well. Consider how you may be affecting the unity of OA as a whole by your own actions as I continue. Tradition 1 says our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. This tradition speaks of unity, but unity does not mean uniformity. We can grow OA unity worldwide if we focus on our common solution, not our differences. From our book, The 12 Steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous, 2nd edition, we learn when we first came to OA, we focused on our own recovery. And we took for granted the OA groups and the OA fellowship. As we left behind our dependence on food, we began to rely on OA. We reacted with fear any time we thought this fellowship might be threatened. We did not need to be afraid for the health of OA. Overeaters Anonymous has 12 traditions which are designed to keep our meetings and service committees on track. Our OA membership is diverse, and we see many different spiritual beliefs and styles of recovery. No two members are identical, so why would we expect their program to be exactly the same? We need the combined strength of all of us working together for our common solution, supporting each other and OA as a whole. From our pamphlet, A Common Solution, Diversity and Recovery, we learn when we focus on our differences, the disease grows bigger. When we focus on what unites us, we find strength and recovery beyond our wildest dreams. We also learn we share a common problem of compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviours, and together we seek a common solution, recovery. How do we help Overeaters Anonymous grow and be strong as a whole? We are all part of OA, joined by the desire to stop eating compulsively and to carry the message of recovery to the still suffering compulsive eater. Meeting formats and how members work their programs may vary or change over time. The 12 steps, 12 traditions, 9 tools of recovery, and 12 concepts of OA service remain the same for everyone and are the foundation of Overeaters Anonymous. Another quote from the OA 12 and 12 book, Unity of OA, is a matter of life or death for us. OA as a whole has agreed on a number of things that do affect us all. We embody unity when we adhere to the definition of an OA group. This four-part definition is found in our OA bylaws, which say 1. As a group, we meet to practice the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous, guided by the 12 concepts of OA service. 2. All who have the desire to stop eating compulsively are welcome in the group. 3. No member is required to practice any actions in order to remain a member or to have a voice or a share at the meeting. 4. As a group, we have no affiliation other than Overeaters Anonymous. Tradition 3 says the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Through Tradition 3, we embrace diversity in how OA members work their respective programs of recovery. This includes diversity with how and when we work the steps, how members sponsor other members, whether in a structured or flexible way, individual plans of eating, and the many manifestations of our disease, including anorexia, bulimia, compulsive overeating, and undereating. Diversity of meeting formats and meeting topics, including meetings to support LGBT members, women, men, members who have lost 100 pounds or more, members who are maintaining a healthy body weight, young persons up to age 30, long-time OA members, and members with other backgrounds, plus both face-to-face and virtual meetings. OA also embraces the personal diversity of our membership, including diversity of race, creed, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, and any other trait. Individual differences among our members and different approaches to recovery within our fellowship need not divide us. OA's framework is broad enough for us all. Diversity enriches us and helps OA reach more suffering compulsive eaters. In OA, all are welcome. Let's promote acceptance and inclusivity. Tradition 4 says, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. From Tradition 4, we recognise that each meeting is a self-governing community of recovering members who are allowed to decide through group conscience that what works best for their group. The only limit to group autonomy is that it does not injure other OA groups or OA as a whole. There are not different kinds of OA. There are, however, different OA members, different meeting formats, different special focus or special topic meetings. But no matter what the difference is, we are all OA. From the OA 12 and 12, the first tradition of unity reminds us of an important truth. We are not alone. The disease of compulsive eating, which once isolated us, has now led us to OA. Let's work together, each guided by our individual higher power, to foster a spirit of unity in OA. Together, we all make OA stronger. Journaling questions. 1. How can I be more open-minded and non-judgmental about all OA members, whatever their individual traits? 2. How can I become more open-minded and non-judgmental about the way others work their program? 3. How am I practicing love and tolerance of others? 4. How might I contribute to the unity and diversity of OA as a whole? 5. Do I believe the OA program is broad enough to accommodate me and my path to recovery? Journaling questions. 1. How can I be more open-minded and non-judgmental about all OA members, whatever their individual traits? 2. How can I become more open-minded and non-judgmental about the way others work their program? 3. How am I practicing love and tolerance of others? 4. How might I contribute to the unity and diversity of OA as a whole? 5. Do I believe the OA program is broad enough to accommodate me and my path to recovery?